John, we often hear it's a segment of philosophy about evaluations, whether training camp, late in the season, and the phrase garbage time comes to mind. Do you get much out of this garbage time for in terms of standings for your team? How do you look at that?
Not in terms of standings.
Okay.
So, you know, we've been at it for a while where it was pretty clear making the playoffs was kind of got to out of reach and got a little banged up in that time. So the evaluation is, you know, where are these young players at? Are they close enough? So playing in the National Hockey League right now doesn't mean guarantee you're playing in the National Hockey League at the start of next year. And I think all of them as an individual has probably made a case that they deserve an opportunity or a real solid look next year. But just on the number of injuries, as a group, they're not all getting in. There's not enough room for them. So it is an important time. They're going to push hard. And then there's a reset button. And what you do in the summer, the kind of conditioning you come back in, the kind of camp you have, will have a greater impact. You know, you're not going to be able to come in and compete with two or three other young players for a job and have an average camp. Somebody's going to take your job out of the start. That doesn't mean you won't finish here next year. But it is important for them, and we're still learning about a lot of these guys to get an idea of what kind of player they are, and then the real challenge in the summertime is making the pieces fit.
Is your home record a result of the season, or is the season a result of the home record? Do you get my drift there?
Well, give me a minute.
Sorry to be so deep.
So the season is a loss. Had we been better at home, it would not have been enough to make the playoffs, solely on being better at home. It was a home and away issue. Yeah, it was. The home record was not the failing point of the season.
Right. So yeah, there aren't really concerns about home then in a specific picture. You know what I mean?
It's not. All the other parts of your game are right there, and we just couldn't find a way to win at home. We got into the playoffs on our home game last year, and that last 2 month stretch, we had a number of home games and won. And we'd look at the road games in Minny and St. Louis, saying that was. But prior to building enough room, we played very well at home.
But go ahead. No, I was just wondering, like the lack of a 3-game winning streak, getting anything going. If something like that is going to happen, it would usually happen at home.
Yeah.
Could it have? You don't see any way it could have been.
I don't see the home as the number one priority on the list of things we have to figure out what happened.
Any definitive plan for Tanev?
He's going in my mind, he'll be going in Anaheim. Get him a couple more practices in here, depending on the health for tomorrow. But the last home game would be played mostly by the guys that have been here. And he'll start in Anaheim, in my mind. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Decision on Brian Little?
Well, he's not going in yet, No. I'm really on the other side of this argument where I don't see the need for him. So the convincing would have to be very strong and pervasive. You know what I'm saying?
Persuasive.
If that's the word. Yeah. Pick it. Use it. you could even pretend that was mine.
Okay.
It had to be a very strong argument to make me think it makes sense.
Is he lobbying you to play?
They all will. They all do. You know, but even he. I mean, this has to go through a few more layers before it even gets to me. You know, it's going to be the doctors have to clear it off. The trainers as well. The doctors have the final say, but the medical guys will tell us, and the strength coach will tell us he's physically strong enough beyond being 100% healed to play in a game, and then I have to be right that he can do the thing he needs to do. That's a tall order in a short period of time.
Shifley left and came back. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
I'm kind of curious about something similar to Tim's original question. At this juncture of the season, does it allow you to take some liberties in your in-game decision-making?
Oh, all day long.
Yeah.
Where you're leaving guys on the ice, opportunities that you give them, the face-offs in your own end of the ice, you're leaving kids out, force Lowry back out on the 5-on-3, even though he was a little winded. I want those guys to go through those things. for sure. The benches run differently now. Yep. I'm not running the bench to lose games by any means, but we're here to see some of these guys play. I will play Shifley's line closer to a normal game. They're getting the minutes that they normally would deserve, but everything after that is somewhere between 12 and 15 minutes up front, and I wouldn't be giving some of these guys the opportunities they're getting if it was on the line.
Would you describe that as a luxury compared to maybe where you were last year at the same time?
No, I wouldn't describe it as a luxury. We're dealing with the circumstances there. I wouldn't put any word that sounded like you enjoyed it.
What about convenient?
No, let's find... I couldn't even find persuasive earlier, so you got me at a bad time. It is the best of a bad situation.